Good morning and Happy New Year. This morning's gospel reading is about John baptizing Jesus. Jesus' baptism marks the beginning of his ministry, the good news. When I read today's gospel, my first thoughts were about John the Baptist. I was curious as to who was John the Baptist. We know he was Zechariah and Elizabeth's son and second cousin to Jesus. He was a Levite, the priest class of the Israelites, and he lived a simple but rugged life in the mountains of Judea. When you read about John, you can visualize him standing in the River Jordan. By all accounts, he was different, and he appeared to be an extreme and eccentric man. John is not what you would expect from a priest. He has a wild appearance. He is different. God called John to be a prophet proclaiming the coming of the Messiah. John went into the country around the Jordan preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Imagine John the Baptist, a man standing in the greenish waters of the River Jordan. The water is up to his knees. Taking a closer look, his hair is wild and long. He has a thick and full beard. John is wearing clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He is dressed like Elijah in the Old Testament. We have heard he ate a diet of wild honey and locusts. John is in the wilderness, a symbolic place to the Jews of cleansing and renewal. John is blunt and to the point and speaking a hard truth. John spoke boldly to the religious leaders of the day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, calling them a brood of vipers. John's deep humility and great faith made him fearless. He warns them not to rely on their Jewish lineage for salvation. He is demanding them to repent, be baptized, and return to their true identity as children of God. He is an intimidating man, and I guess today we would call him a 21st century hippie survivalist. People were surprised and shocked at John's appearance, demeanor, and words. I wonder if God intended him to look and act this way so that John could demonstrate the spirit of inclusiveness to all the sinners coming to him. People were looking for a community different from the ancient institutions and authorities. They did not want to be involved with sacrifices. They wanted forgiveness. They wanted to be named, touched, and changed. John's baptism offered them something very different, a washing away of their sins dependent on their willingness to confess, to repent, and to turn back to God. John's role is to point to and prepare the way for Jesus by preaching repentance. John's baptismal ministry had three components. Two of them were repentance and forgiveness. John's very own explanation of what took place we heard in the gospel reading today. John proclaims, "I have baptized you with water," which means his baptism will wash away sin. John then says, "Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit," meaning Christian baptism does far more than John's baptism. Our baptismal liturgy, as we practice it, marks the end or death of our old life, our old allegiances, when we reply to the "Do you renounce?" questions. And it is the beginning of a new life raised to live in God's grace and forgiveness. John announces an additional component with the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is also part of our baptismal liturgy. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. baptism is a sacrament given from God, which is one of the ways that God's grace comes to us. Baptism is about faith, either the faith of the person being baptized or the faith of the parents. Baptism is not an individualized act. In baptism, we are reborn and become part of a people. Jesus shares in our humanity, which is why he himself, though without fault, entered into the water like everyone else. Just as Jesus submitted to his Father's authority, we too have that same responsibility. Our baptismal waters are real, deep, wet, and powerful, not only on the day of our baptism, but even still powerful today. As I was writing my sermon, I soon became interested in the use of water for baptism. I started looking up facts about water, and I found the typical facts we all know. I discovered a very interesting fact I never knew. Water is sticky. The H2O molecules love to stick to things, especially each other. The stickiness of the water molecules hold them together as a liquid, making them a cohesive force. It keeps you alive. It means water can pull blood up narrow vessels in the body, often against the force of gravity. Imagine simple, unseen, and uncomplicated water molecules are cohesive and stick to each other. After learning this fact, I found it fascinating that water is used for our baptism. We are all baptized with sticky water. The baptism of water gives us God's love, grace, and forgiveness. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. The gift of baptism sticks on us and with us throughout our lives, even when we feel lost, alone, frightened, aggravated, or helpless. As God's children, we have the ability to be a cohesive force, connected and able to stick to Jesus and each other through our baptism. In Christ and in our daily return to our own baptisms, there is an inexhaustible source for the renewal and the new beginnings of our lives. Our relationship with God should be pure, honest, deep, enduring, and sincere. God comes to us at our baptism and proclaims that he is well pleased with us. God loves us just the way we are, but he will never leave us as we are. John was looking for the Messiah. He trusted that God would come. That great and steadfast faith prepared him for the hardships to follow. John shows us that each of us can be a strong and a serious witness for Jesus Christ. John shows us how to stand firm in our faith, no matter the circumstances. As Christians, each of us will have our faith put to the test, and there will be times we will falter in our faith, or cling to Christ and stand firm in our faith. We have John's witness to remind us to stand strong. Our baptism changed us and continues to change us. Baptism is a reminder of God's love, grace, and forgiveness. We are God's children. We are the water. Go out into the world and be a cohesive force, connected and sticky to Jesus, to each other, as well as to those who may be faltering in their faith. We are all sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism, and marked as Christ's own forever.